Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard is lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. We're glad to be back on the air with you this morning. It's Tuesday morning. My name's Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host this morning on Iolo Radio. Our dial-in number is 718-664-9145. And we hope you guys will take the time to text out to your team and let them know that we are live on the radio this morning. This is your opportunity to get your team rallied around this opportunity for them to be able to communicate with the company, with the leaders in the field, and even with you. And so we're really excited to be back on the air today. It's been an exciting year so far. The momentum continues to build, and we've got Mr. Bud Nemeth on hand this morning, and also my co-host and partner, Mr. Donnie Critch. How are you this morning, Donnie?
Man, I'm great, great, excited. Not wearing shorts and a T-shirt this morning, that's for damn sure. Woo! Got chilly quick.
Yeah,
just fired up to have Alan online. Looking forward to hearing what Alan has to say today. Every day, there's just great news that comes through this radio show every single day, man. I just love it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Donnie, we appreciate you too, man. Thanks for being there with us and participating along the ride. Mr. Bud Nemeth was on board this morning. Bud, how are you today?
It works better if it's off of mute. I'm fine. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. I know you guys got a little ice storm down there. I saw some pictures online last night.
We did. It's not pretty. I mean, it looks pretty outside, but it's not fun to be outside if you have to drive in that stuff. And it's pretty dangerous. We've had a lot of accidents. So, again, just like yesterday, I caution everybody who's in an affected area to please be safe and don't leave the house unless you have to.
Nice thing about having a home-based business, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to get Mr. Hanke online with this morning, so I thought we would rely on you this morning, Bud, to let us know what's going on back at corporate, what's going on in the field. I have to tell you, man, the website is fantastic. I got a chance to really spend some time with that yesterday. In fact, I was still playing with it this morning. We got the email yesterday on our new ID number. And, checked it all out, made sure everything is working properly. And I tell you what, man, this system just keeps getting better and better. So really, really excited to get that email yesterday and get that ID number.
Very exciting. As far as Alan goes, Alan will be here tomorrow. He has cleared his schedule for tomorrow. He had meetings that would run over into this and then one that would start probably before we got over. So we have cleared his schedule for tomorrow. He will be here. He's got some great announcements and updates for us tomorrow, so make sure you do not miss tomorrow's show. Tony, as far as the website, not only does it look great, it works. We had agents in the field that were using that website yesterday with their merchants and had new merchants sign up yesterday. And again, great information on the website. Great job done. It's going to be continue to be updated and new materials and information put on that site, video testimonies and such. So very excited about it. It really gives Iolo the look that it deserves, very professional. We've had web developers and designers saying how wonderful the website looks. And again, not just that it looks good, that it functions properly, and that it supplies the information that merchants are going to need to make a decision. Love the fact there's information about, you know, corporate team members on there, a little bit of their background. It kind of makes merchants feel a little more comfortable with that, you know, with Iolo and who we are. And, again, bottom line is just get out there and get people in front of this information. The video, again, I'm waiting for the new video for the merchants to come back to us. I'll try to get an update today after the show as to where where that stands. But again, the video that's on there, we had we've had merchants who own many stores. Yesterday, we were there with I was on a conference call, and we had a merchant who owns a lot of different locations, and he watched that video and just was thrilled with it, understood it completely, made sense to him. So again, we do have tools that are there that work, and we have new and improved tools coming right behind it. Again, we're always going to strive to be the best we can be and have all the tools that we can have. Tony, and that brings up a point. we have to be self-policing within our own industry, within our own company. What I mean by that is in your terms and conditions, under item number 50 and number 51, I want you all to take note of those items. Up until yesterday, company had been taking a pretty lenient stance on that as far as materials. We do know there are agents in the field that have created their own materials, including websites. As of today, that is going to cease. So if you have created any material at all and you have not sent that to compliance@iolo.com, please cease using it and or take it down if it's a website. It's very clear on there. If you have any questions about it, please read through 50 and 51 as far as what you can and can't do from the marketing point. I'm getting some questions on it now, and like I say, there are going to be – we're getting – which is good. Compliance is getting notifications of other agents that are out there doing what it says they cannot do, and those will be followed up on from compliance. So, excuse me. Again, if you have something that you've created, we're not saying that you can't use it, but you cannot use it until it's been approved by corporate. This company has spent millions of dollars to create the brand and image out there. And some of the stuff out there, while it may look phenomenal, again, just send it to compliance. And if that's approved, then you'll be able to use it. But there's some stuff out there that, you know, it's intermingled. There's different things on websites other than just Iolo. Listen, Iolo gets calls every week about other companies wanting us to partner with them, wanting to use Iolo to add to their business model. And Iolo has, and Alan can talk on this a little bit more tomorrow specifically, but we have made a very concentrated effort to be singularly focused to have this one amazing product get out there in the marketplace. It kind of goes back to the Ray Kroc story, Tony, where everybody wanted Ray Kroc to do chicken for years and years and years, and he just said, open more locations, open more locations, open more locations. And the day they added chicken, they became the number one chicken distributor in the world. Well, I'm not saying that Iolo won't ever add anything to its business model. We may in the future if it makes sense. But right now, again, you know, the company's a couple weeks old officially out of the gate, and it's not time to do all that stuff. So we are going to be singularly focused until we reach different goals and benchmarks that we've set within the company. Again, I believe that by the end of this year, we can be the largest company within this industry in terms of not only merchants but also customers. And, you know, we don't need to take the focus off of that right now. And also, I want the people at corporate focusing on what they need to focus on, and that's our merchants and our customers, and not have to, you know, chase down and get rid of things. And, again, you're probably going to get one warning, but we don't want you to be terminated because you felt that, you know, you needed to create a marketing piece or create a website or something. The website that's there, it works. It's beautiful. Use it. Please do not create your own stuff. And if you do, do not publish it or do not get that information out there without sending it through compliance. And then, you know, if compliance gives it an approval, then that's fantastic. But if not, then please cease and desist using those different materials. That makes sense, Tony?
Absolutely, man. And, you know, it's just smart business, guys. I mean, you know, obviously that's really what we're talking about, is smart business. And I recognize, Bud, you know, having been involved in, you know, startups and other companies and so forth, when we just get started, it's real tempting if we feel like we don't have the materials that we need to, you know, go to work and use our creative skills and start putting our own stuff together so we can get out here and make some money with it. And it absolutely makes sense to want to do that. But at the same time, I've learned from experience about how valuable it is to have a consistent message across all lines. And certainly there are issues, as you pointed out, you know, legally, that as agents in the field, you know, the last thing we want is to lose our ability to earn income with Iolo because we aren't following proper procedures. We get excited. We want to go forward and do something and be creative, and that's all fine and well. But, you know, it really makes sense for us to be sure that we understand the policies and procedures, that we understand that we're doing the right things, not just for ourselves, but for everybody that follows along behind us as we're building an agency. And I know that many of the people I talk to, Bud, are not going it alone, in the sense that they are bringing in other agents and building an agency and a team of agents in the field. So it starts from the top down, and every one of us has to really adhere to the strictest, you know, standards of quality, which includes, you know, that we're using materials that are approved so that we don't get caught down the road unexpectedly, or somebody that we brought into the organization also, you know, is at risk because we haven't done our part. So I think it's really smart to share that. Thanks for sharing that this morning on the show, Bud.
Well, Tony, no problem. And again, it's not, I know a lot of it, in fact, I don't believe any of it is malicious or intentional, just some people have not read all the terms and conditions and or understood them completely. That's why it's important to do that. That's why it's part of that checklist to do. And that's why you have to agree that you've read and understood those before you can even become an agent. Because, again, legally, we are governed. There's a lot of rules and regulations that we have to follow in this industry because we are dealing with money. And, you know, you could inadvertently do something like put the word out there that says affordable payments. Well, that's a violation. So even though you may not have intended ill will upon yourself or the company could be penalized for things like that. And even though other companies do it, and that was one of the things when we were putting some of the marketing materials together, Tony, is, you know, I'm being told from legal, hey, you can't say this. And I'm like, I'm looking at the words on other competitors' websites, and they say it, but we are not going to go there. We're not going to put ourselves, our company, or our agents in jeopardy by doing something that we know we're not supposed to do. So you won't see that from us. The other thing I want to mention, Tony, is that I believe, having worked in the direct sales industry for 20 years, that I do believe that the agents in the field, in the trenches, are always going to be 12 to 18 months ahead of corporate. If there's somebody who's sitting in a desk and saying, well, I think this will work and I think this will work, you know, that's why we rely so heavily. That's why we did the soft launch and the beta test, and we rely so heavily on the agents in the field to share with us. In fact, a lot of the materials you see are there because of the agents in the field who have been out there every day in the trenches and know what they need. With that said, that what they need has to, again, go through legal and then go through compliance and be approved. But please send that information in. If you have something that you know is working or that you think will work, please send that material into compliance at ioloit.com, I think it is, or ioloit.net. It's in your back office. Send that through there and make sure that it gets approved, just for everybody's benefit.
Well, it makes sense, Bud, and thanks for bringing it up, because I think it's really important that, you know, we discuss these kinds of things on a regular basis, because we've got new folks coming in every day that are aspiring to be, you know, stellar agents in the field. Also, you know, we've had some people that are joining us now that maybe this is the very first time that they've ever had, you know, taken the leap to be an independent agent. That maybe they've always had a job or, you know, worked with somebody that was responsible for directing their activities and so forth. And so when we get out here in the field for the first time, taking on this responsibility and wearing this mantle of being an independent agent, having our own business, it's kind of a brand new ball game. And a lot of times, I know when I first got started, you know, as an independent representative for various companies, whatever it might be, I really didn't understand, you know, completely all the ramifications of that, because I'd always worked in corporate America, and it's a different world, you know. It's great because you've got the personal freedom and autonomy to make your own decisions on a daily basis, where you're at, where you're going, how you're spending your time. But at the same time, there are still some things that are real important for us to understand as independent agents, Bud, and I really appreciate you bringing these things up as we move forward through the next few weeks and months. We'll be talking about this again and again, because every day there's somebody new that needs to know that information. So I really appreciate it, Bud. Thanks so much, man. What else you got on your plate this morning? I know we've had an exciting week already with the website development and everything launching.
Yeah, the website launched successfully yesterday. I know it took a little longer to get those agent ID numbers out. Apologize for that. But again, testing, and in our initial or our final testing, we discovered a couple of challenges, so that had to be taken care of before everything was sent. Everybody should have their every agent should have their agent ID number and also their username, and all that information was sent out yesterday. If you did not get it, please remember which email you use to register as an agent and check that email. Check your junk folder, your spam folder. And again, every agent in this company should go in and whitelist or make safe any emails coming from Iolo, because, you know, that's the way to stay in communication with us. We also posted that information in your back office so that when you log into your dashboard, it says you have to check that you've read this, but all you have to do is click on the link and open it up, and your information is there with your ID number. So make sure you memorize that or record it, write it down someplace, put it in your phone or whatever, and have access to that when you need it to sign up merchants. Again, if you're in person with the merchant, simple, go to iolomerchant.com, click enroll now, enter your agent ID number. It'll take you right to the merchant enrollment application, and you will get credit for that agent, because you'll see your number in that string of information up top in the URL. So, we're excited about that. The agent replicator website works as well, and there will be a few changes to that upcoming. Again, just a temporary placeholder, but right now we focused on the merchant site, and I think that's the most important thing. And again, the next main focus, Tony, is the merchant training pieces and the agent training pieces to help those merchants be productive. We had the series last week that was phenomenal. Recording videos, actually traveling starting tomorrow to record and shoot some videos around the country. So we're excited about that. We may have an opportunity for some agents who are in the area to come and visit us as we travel and maybe, you know, introduce, bring some new prospective agency team members with you or even some merchants with you. We're going to put that stuff together. So tomorrow on the call, Tony, we're going to see if we can't set that up today, and maybe tomorrow in Atlanta, tomorrow evening, we'll have something put together so that we can have some folks over to visit. That's where we'll be tomorrow.
Maybe you can make announcements about that on the show tomorrow, because I'm sure there's some folks in that area that would love to get a chance to meet you if they haven't gotten a chance to do that yet.
Yeah, we're just trying to set the venue and the schedule and stuff like that. We have meetings the next couple of days down there, and so and some training. So again, video shooting. So we'll try to get that information. If it's available, we'll announce it tomorrow. The other thing I wanted to talk about today, Tony, is Iolobration. I know, again, we have our hit list of things to take care of as far as priority goes. But I do want, especially all the new agents right now, if you haven't been into your back office under the resources test page, under the events link, and seen the flyer for Iolobration, I would suggest that you do that. We are having our Super Bowl of events, our first ever annual Iolo National Convention in Chicago on August 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you have not cleared your schedule of those dates yet, please make an effort to do that. Our theme, Tony, is pretty exciting. It's called Join Us for the Ride of Your Life as We Slingshot Our Way to the Top. And the event, I've been to a lot of events in my life and conventions, but sitting down with Alan and the staff at corporate and hearing the creative ideas and the things they want to do is amazing. So the event, literally, to pay $1,000 or more would be worth it. However, there is a way for the agents to attend that event absolutely free. We have a contest that's going on right now. Right now, not only is this month the end of the vesting promotion that we have, and if you're not familiar with that, again, get yourself familiar with it because it could be life-changing for you to be vested by the end of this month and never have to worry about having personal sales volume again in order to earn all the income in our override, agency override part of our comp plan, Tony. But there's a way for you from now until it's February, March, April, May, and June. You have 5 months to reach different personal sales volume levels, and it's cumulative. And, Tony, you can get a portion or all of your trip paid for to the convention, to Iolibration. You can get everything paid for, and if you don't get it paid for, there's different 25, 50, 75% of your trip can be paid for by corporate, just by you going out and helping your merchants become productive. That's the bottom line. Your personal merchants, help them become productive in producing Iolo customers that are, you know, writing contracts and making purchases using Iolo, and you can attend this amazing event for free. There's going to be some amazing workshops. You want to know how people are out there not only building a huge agency and enrolling acquiring a large number of merchants, but also how they're making them productive, you'll want to attend the workshops. We have sensational speakers scheduled to share all sorts of beneficial business building information with you. There will be, of course, some amazing announcements at the event. Excited about those already. And there's going to be some wonderful and amazing prizes and giveaways that you will be able to participate in just for being there. So, again, you don't want to miss the event. We'll have an incredible awards gala dinner on Saturday evening. We'll have a worship service available on Sunday morning. We'll have entertainment. And, again, just so many wonderful things as we celebrate the success of the agents in the field and the company as a whole because of the agents and because of the merchants and because of the customer. So it all comes back. And truly, the flyer says your business will never be the same, and I truly don't believe it will. I know personally the first convention I ever went to and the first direct sales company I was involved in, it made all the difference in the world. It just set me up for the next, you know, 15 years. It was amazing. And, again, we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. It's a beautiful venue. It's just going to be it's also, Tony, going to be a family reunion of sorts because, you know, we hear people, and we'll have some guests this week also, but you hear people and get to know people every day through this radio show and at different events that we have around the area, you know, around the country, little regional or national, local or regional events. So to be able to put faces with the names as we go and travel, and then to be able to get together and spend time with corporate and Alan and, you know, all the different people, that neat thing is we're going to recognize and introduce the staff, a lot of the staff members that are helping your business in the background run smoothly by dealing with all your customers and merchants and stuff. You'll get to meet and share time with those folks and let them know how much you appreciate them. So just going to be a great event all the way around. Make sure you're planning, at least setting the dates aside, and you understand there is a website at the bottom. It's iolibration2015.info. That's where you'll get all the information on it. That site will be updated very shortly with some new information. And, again, we are going to have a pre-registration because we are limited in the number of people that we're going to be able to have. So once it sells out, it sells out. And so we'll have a pre-registration available for that. So just wanted to bring that up, Tony. I know you've had some experience with conventions in your day, and you know the importance of them. The last thing I'll say about that is that if you want your agency to grow, if you've elected to build an agency and you want your agency to grow, the numbers that we were told 20 years ago was that for every one agent you had in your agency attend an event like that, that you could pretty much count on your business to grow by at least 100 people because of that one person that you had. Not that they're going to go out and put 100 new agents in, but that your whole business, your agency will grow by 100. So if you want your agency to be 500 stronger by the same time next year, then bring five of your agents, help five of your agents get to that event. If you want it to grow by 1,000, help 10. And, you know, I didn't believe those numbers when I first heard them. I thought that was pretty crazy. But I can tell you, year after year after year, it was it proved itself to be true, and we actually grew by even larger than those numbers. But you know, it's not only make the date, set the dates aside for yourself, Tony, but put a program together. We used to have contests to help people, and now the company's doing it for us. It's amazing. But we would help all the agents. I know we've got agents out there in the field now who are putting buses together to bring their team members from the local area to the event as far as transportation goes. So, again, you want to attend the event, but you also want to have as many people on your team. I remember the first one I went to, I didn't know that, and I went there basically by myself, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, how wonderful would this information be in person if my team was here and they got to see what I see? How excited would they be? How educated and inspired and motivated would they be to go out and help people, and knowing all these tricks and stuff, and not only the workshops and speakers, Tony, but in the hallways, in the gym, in the hot tub, in the, you know, the fitness room, in the restaurants, to just hear some of the best tips you'll ever hear just from people sitting there talking with their groups and with other agents in the company. So excited about that.
Well, I don't blame you, and everybody's excited. Everybody's excited about it, and of course, that's a beautiful time of year to be going up to Chicago. But we had quite a few people yesterday that didn't get their questions out, and we're approaching the bottom of the hour. So if we've got a little time, we've got a handful of people here that already have their hand raised. I'm sure they've got some questions about maybe the website or whatever, you know, has come up for them in these last couple of days. We have a few minutes to take some calls, some questions today.
Sure. Yeah, I've got about 10 minutes that I can, before I have to get ready for my next meeting.
All right, let's run out to area code 929, the last four digits, 4618. You're live on the radio this morning.
Hey, gentlemen, it's every morning. I'm telling you, this is Barry from New York. I am so excited. Every morning I look forward to come in, and I get on early so I can be the first one up to answer a question. Every day I'm excited. I'm excited about New York. I'm excited about the about the agent, the new website for the merchant. It's absolutely amazing. It's simple. It's straight to the point. And we can get merchants signed up. So that's very exciting. So I have three questions. My first question, we had talked about the SIM card, and I wanted to know, I know those SIM cards are $10. Are those SIM cards coming with a phone number? Because I sell SIMs. And normally when you buy them, they don't come with phone numbers. So I want to know if that was coming with a phone number. Can you answer that question? And I'll give you the second question.
Yeah, first of all, Barry, it's just, you know what? It's so great to hear these calls and hear the excitement out in the field. And I hear this every day individually as I'm getting calls from agents across the country, and we're working with different folks to be excited. But just your excitement, I mean, that's truly, it is. It is a... I mean, I look forward to getting up in the morning, and I look forward to getting at it. I mean, it's amazing. So I feel how you feel, and it's just great to know that I'm not the only one, and this is all across the country. Agents feel like this. So, yes, as far as the SIM cards, we will have that announcement. We'll have Alan on tomorrow, and we'll give you all the details of that program. And, yes, I know when the announcement was made, the SIM cards will be $10. I am under the impression absolutely that the SIM cards come with phone numbers. So, yes, you can use those in a tablet for the data, but you can also stick them in a phone and use them with a phone number. That's why they had made the suggestion that you could port the number, but if you're going to buy multiple SIM cards to use those month after month, I think, let's say you buy three, instead of taking one SIM card and putting it in your phone for $10 and then the next month having to go recharge it, and it's a $40 plan, so your next month would be $40. Just take that SIM card out. It's no good anymore. You could toss it and then put a new SIM card in for $10 and get service again. So that service I mean, the number will change because each SIM card has a number. That's why I think Nelson suggested getting a Google Voice number, and it's good to have one number. I have a Google Voice number, and it rings every device I have. It texts me, it emails me, it does everything. But that way, that's my number, and I don't have to change it if I'm putting different SIM cards in month after month or change from carrier to carrier or whatever. So, but we will get the details on that. And I know they were, again, waiting for that shipment to come in so that they could make those available to the field as a perk for us as agents to use those how we see fit. And again, we'll have Alan talk about that tomorrow, the details on that tomorrow. Great question, though. Next question.
Okay, great. Next question. Now that we have the merchant website up, when are we going to redo the – what's plans for redoing and the timeline for an agent website, updated version of the agent website?
Well, yes, there is a plan to do an updated version of the agent website. It's a little more detailed than you might think just because of the different systems that we're working with, but we are going to give the agent replicated website a little facelift from what you see now for now, but ultimately I would like to have a website similar to what we have for our merchants, for our customers, and then also for our agents. So the neat thing is if you send a potential agent to, you know, hey, take a look at our main website. This is what our merchants see, and this is why we're – one of the reasons we're so successful, the program and also the website with all the information for merchants. Let them take a look at that. But a lot of times, you know, they're ready to sign up just by you talking to them. It's just like, hey, go here and register. Again, there's no cost. There's really no selling that you have to do to register a new agent. Now, again, I would not just tell everyone to go register as an agent for free if they're not going to do anything. And again, we'll talk about that more here in the near future as far as building an agency, a successful agency. But, yes, we do have plans to do it, and I ultimately would like it to – I would like the customer site to be specific and look very similar to the merchant site. And I'd also like to have an agent site that looks very similar to those as well. It's just there's a lot of things priority-wise that are a little bit ahead of that because, again, the main focus here, Barry, is not to go out and recruit or sponsor agents, okay? The main focus here is to not only enroll merchants but help them become productive. So we don't just want 1,000 agents in here that aren't doing anything. I'd rather have 100 that are doing it and doing it right and helping the merchants and helping the customers, thus building a business. So the answer is yes, I don't have a timeline for you, but yes, we'll have a new agent website for you in the future.
And where are we with those banners you guys going to create to put on websites?
I don't have an update on that. Again, Alan will be here tomorrow, and I have a list of things for him to cover, and then I'm sure he'll take Q&A tomorrow towards the end of the call. So whatever is not answered, I have these notes here to ask him those questions. And if for some reason I forget or I'm not available because I will be traveling, I'm not sure what time that we're leaving, but I know Tony will do it. And again, you guys can just raise your hands and ask questions, but Alan will be here tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us on the call today. And by the way, guys, I want to say a special shout out to all of the guys and gals that are ladies and gentlemen, I should say, that are out there listening in, streaming live on the radio, on the internet. You know, we had our largest last week. We had our largest attendance ever, and then Friday we almost blew that out of the water again. As far as how many people are actually listening in on their mobile devices, listening on their smartphones, and listening at, on their computers and iPads and so forth. But so it's kind of an exciting to see the technology serving the agents in the field and how they're keeping up with everything that's going on. Let's go out to area code 601, the last four digits, 1554. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hi, this is Don. I got a question on this thing of going after getting business, et cetera. I know I used to own a big flea market, et cetera, and you've got antique dealers at flea markets. Would they pass as a merchant to be able to, because you got higher-end furniture and stuff like that there, could you get them as a merchant? Would they qualify?
So, Bud, you got that?
Yeah, Don, great question. Great question. And right now, we do not have furniture as one of our categories. I would suggest, if you have not done so already, go to your back office and go through the new agent checklist. There's 10 or 11 items there. When you go through that, Don, that'll answer 95% of your questions. There's also a protocol there to find the information if you don't see it in the resources list. But again, when we can do furniture, one of the great things about Iolo is that we do new, used, and refurbished, where a lot of different companies don't. So I'll defer that question to Alan tomorrow. But again, we are not in the furniture yet, so do not focus on those antique dealers yet. Also, if we can do those, Don, it will be, you know, the items will have to qualify, meaning they do have to fall within our minimum and maximum limits, and also the approval amounts for each customer.
Okay, let's run out to area code 608, the last four digits, 1657. You're live on the radio.
Hey, guys, this is Rick in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks again for everything, and I just can't say enough about the archives. It's about once every 2 weeks I can get live on the program, and the archives are phenomenal, so thank you so much. Yesterday's call,
thank
if
you.
No one heard it, if no one heard yesterday's call, it was excellent. So thanks again for providing that. A couple of quick questions I have for you. And first of all, the website is phenomenal. Those little arrows just keep the thing moving and flowing. So thank you so much. I can't say enough about how the website looks so great, the merchant website, that is. Then the question I have is regarding the agent website. I think it was mentioned on the email that I got about, you know, keeping that agent or the current website that we've been using that shows the customer, the merchant, and the agent videos. Keep on using that until we have something new for signing up agents, correct?
First of all, Rick, yes. And first of all, let me just give you a special congratulations, because you are in Wisconsin, a state where we cannot enroll merchants, but that doesn't stop you or slow you down, or instead of complaining, you're giving praises. So it's just amazing, and thank you so much for that, and thank you for the comments on the website. A lot of people work very hard and long hours on that, and just thrilled with the outcome. As far as the agent website, for now, and we had this yesterday come across our desk several times, right now, again, we don't want to direct merchants to that website for many reasons. Number one, it's just a placeholder. It's not, you know, it's not appealing, and it wasn't meant to be. It's just a functionality piece to sign up merchants and agents. But we don't want merchants going to that site. Now, some people say, well, I have information out there. I have flyers out there with my website on it that people are going to, merchants are going to go to that. So we did choose to leave up some merchant information on there. But what we really did, a lot of people were using the website bestpay.info to share with potential agents. And it would kind of just walk them down the path. This is what we look for in a customer. This is what we look for in a merchant. And here's the comp plan. Here's what it means to you, what it could mean to you financially. So we kind of just took the information from bestpay.info and put it on that agent replicated website for now, just kind of to have that information there to help them walk down that same path. Again, it is temporary. It will be changing, but we are going to leave it overlapping for a short time period where people can, you can now, functionally, you can enroll a merchant from that website. So you can go there and it's your replicated website. You're not even going to, I don't even think you're going to have to put in an ID number there because it's already replicated to you. But, again, I don't suggest you send a merchant to that website. If you're just going to sign up a merchant, fine. But that site really is going to be geared towards agents. That's what a replicated website in this industry is supposed to do. That is supposed to help you build your agency. So that's what it will do. Again, it'll be a better presentation in the future. But, yes, we are going to leave it for a short amount of time. Now, a lot of people have bought domain names and they're redirecting them. I would suggest you redirect it to iolomerchant.com. That's what we've done with the domain names we had that were marketing to merchants. So when you you know, that way it'll just take them to the IOLOMerchant.com website. And again, in order to prevent you not getting credit because it's coming from a different website provider or host, and the internet is so wonderful, but at the same time, not all systems and our languages are compatible. And we were seeing instances where agents were not getting credit because they were coming from a pass-through and the one company didn't pass through the whole string information. So that's why we put it the way we did. So you have to enter the agent ID number there on IOLOMerchant.com. So it doesn't matter where you send them from, where they come from on the internet. When they get to IOLOMerchant.com, it's a generic site, and it doesn't become agent-specific until they enter that agent ID number.
Sure, you bet. Well, that totally makes sense. The other quick question I have, and I know you guys have a lot of questions and everything, but I had the pleasure of being able to be at the launch and saw firsthand, and everybody who's listening to this, firsthand how much you guys are putting into this whole thing and the efforts, and I just can't say enough about that. It's just well appreciated in the field. So thank you very much. The question I had is, would you ever consider maybe once per month having a Saturday radio show?
Yes, absolutely. We actually, what we're considering is doing a once a month Saturday training, not via the radio, but via the internet with a webinar. So we're trying to set that up right now. Again, we've got a few things we've got to knock out priority wise before that happens. But yes, we are considering doing that for sure.
Great questions, and thanks again, Rick, for joining us this morning. Let's go to area code 480, the last four digits, 6505. You're live on the radio this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Steve from Phoenix, Arizona, and let me also tell you how much I appreciate this radio show, and I'd like to say hello to all our IOLO family on this call. I had a couple of items that I want to discuss, one of which I guess has already been taken care of, and that's Bud indicated that they were going to have a new merchant because the current merchant videos on both sites, the merchant site and the agent site, both still say up to $1,500 or $1,500. But I guess Bud is going to replace that with a new merchant video. So we don't need really to discuss that. The second one has to do with the URL on our business card, because the URL on our business card now sends us to the agent site. And I understand that we placed that directive at the top of that to tell a person, excuse me, if you're a merchant, go to this site. But I'm pretty sure we all agree that there's going to be a lot of people that don't even pay attention to that, and they're going to go to the agent website. So my recommendation would be, because of the new company we have for sales materials, on our business card, have you know, the phone number, the email address, but then have merchant with the URL and then customer/agent with that URL. So when we give this, we can give this to an agent, we can give it to a merchant, and they'll be directed to the proper site from the address on the business card.
Steve, that's a great suggestion, and I'm going to ask you to send an email to input@ioloit.net with that information so that we can follow up on that, and it'll be recorded. We have a paper trail. Yes, I do know a lot of agents I know bought a domain name, so it's a simple redirect, but if you actually put your replicated website, ioloagent.com/whatever your username was, on your business card for merchants, then yes, there might be a challenge. We also do have some new business card templates being prepared that you can pick and choose from what suits you best, and we will have agent ones and we will have merchant ones, and the reason for that is you do not necessarily want a merchant going or having access to the agent piece of the website, especially at the beginning. Now, after you've enrolled that merchant as one of your merchants, and then that discussion comes up whether they initiate it or you initiate it, if the opportunity about becoming an agent and marketing this program to other business owners they may know, that absolutely is an option. But you don't want them to go on, because a merchant cannot be their own first. An agent, if you're an agent, you cannot be your own first merchant. Does that make sense? If you own a business, I don't know how to say that so it makes sense, but if you own a business, the agent on record for your first business has to be someone other than yourself. There you go. So you cannot become a merchant for yourself as an agent. You have to become, that first business has to become a merchant for the agent that introduced you to Iolo. Many reasons for that, mostly to protect you as agents in the field. So we don't necessarily want to commingle that information on the same website. And I don't know if you did it on a business card that way, Steve. I understand you might have two sets of business cards if you don't. But if you put both of those on there, that merchant is going to be able to go to the agent information. And like I say, eventually I'd like to have three websites. And the customers and merchants, we can and do right now commingle those because merchants want to know about their customers. But ideally, I would like to have a customer-specific website because customers don't care about becoming a merchant. So have a customer-specific website that will give a customer all the information they need to make a decision to use Iolo. And eventually, like we've said, you'll be able to apply online and be pre-approved. So we are definitely working on that website now. And then we can just have a link to that back from the merchant website so that they can take a look at the customer website. So for now, we did put the customer information, a lot of that, on the merchant website. But eventually, there'll just be a link to the customer website. And the customer website will have customer testimonials and different perks and stuff, especially just set up for the customer.
Fantastic. Tony, I got time for about one more. Yeah, I was going to say, let's take one more. I know we're going a little bit long. We've got quite a few people with their hand up. And guys, you know, save the questions for tomorrow. Let's go out to area code 909, the last four digits, 7361. You are live on the radio.
Hi, this is Corey from California. I just want to say a couple thank yous for you for the website, the update of the resource tab. Thank you for helping small businesses and folks earning income for themselves. You answered one of my questions, the SIM card. I know that's going over tomorrow. With the W-9 forms, when new agents sign up, is there a way to get confirmation that you received that? I know through fax you can, but is the ID number or confirmation that you received our W-9 forms to get paid, or how does that work?
That's a great question, and I've had that question a lot recently, so we will address that. We're looking into a way to do that. Let me give you an answer on that tomorrow. I appreciate, first of all, thank you so much for all the compliments and thank yous, but I don't want to give you misinformation. I know initially it was just, I think we initially thought about giving you a confirmation. We just want to make sure you had a place to send that in. But again, I understand from this end, yeah, I want to make sure you got my form to make sure that I'm going to be qualified to get paid. So let's do some research on that, and we'll address that on tomorrow morning's show.
All right, fantastic, bud. It's been a great show. I know we're going a little bit long, but, you know, every day it just seems like it is just packed with great information, and the questions coming from our listening audiences are just amazing. You know, they're really drilling down to the stuff that's important, what people need to know. Obviously, the resource page and all the work that you've put into the back office, Bud, is really paying off, man, in a big way. How about taking the last word again today, Bud?
Tony, the last word today is stay warm, stay safe if you're in an area that has some weather challenges, and hopefully I'll see some of you on the road this week as we travel, get to meet some of you and share some time with you. Other than that, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.